Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. It's called A Colorful Little Children's Book That Could Quite Possibly Become a New Favorite. The debut book from Casey Baker about a lonely dinosaur who hatches and struggles with being alone. Casey is also the author of The Lonely Dinosaur Meets Rex. He describes himself as a homegrown Texan born in Amarillo and says his book is just a small and special way that he can share his love of dinosaurs. The book beautifully illustrated The Lonely Dinosaur, and author Casey Baker is our guest on This Week in America. Casey, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Well, it's great to be here.
It is such an excellent job that you did in the book, The Lonely Dinosaur. Let's talk a little bit about why this book. I mentioned the love for dinosaurs. Talk about the background and why you wrote this book, and this was your first book.
Well, I actually wrote it by accident. I was drawing a picture for my daughter, and I was drawing a picture, and then I'm like, I looked at it, and I was like, well, I could change this, I could kind of do this, whatever, and I kind of changed it, drew some more, and I was like, wait a minute, I was like, I can kind of write a story out of this, I kind of did, but I don't know, like, somebody said, hey, you should go get this published, so I did.
You know, and I'm glad that you did, and so are parents and children all across the country. As I say, this for many families is becoming the go-to book, the new book that the kids like to look at and go through. You mentioned something interesting there, illustrations. Talk about your interest in drawing, doing illustrations, and using illustrations to advance the story. You do an excellent job. It really doesn't get in the way of the story. It just enhances what you're saying and as you move the story along. How challenging is that to use illustrations in the right way?
I don't know. I mean, like, to me, it was pretty easy. Like, that's kind of how I wanted to go with it, you know?
Yes.
It was just kind of lead with the illustrations, I guess, and then just kind of describe what's going on with it.
The book we're talking about is The Lonely Dinosaur by Casey Baker, our guest on the program. His website is caseybakerauthor.com. Book, of course, available at the usual places. You can link onto our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and go directly to information on Casey's book. Okay, what was the inspiration for the book? I mentioned this fascination with dinosaurs, but not only the fascination with dinosaurs, but the topic, the lonely dinosaur, because this dinosaur is pretty miserable by himself. Talk about the inspiration for the book, the storyline.
Like I was saying, I was just drawing a picture for my daughter, and she was the only child at the time, and I really feel like that's like where it came from.
And you did such a nice job. Yeah, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, like, I was just thinking that, like, not to spoil any from anything else, but, like, that's kind of where each one is kind of based on, stuff like that.
Yeah, and such a wonderful job in telling that. Let's talk about writing a book for younger readers, which you've done. How important is it to get the right words? You don't want to say too much, I would think. Keep the text down so you get the point across, but you need enough there that the child understands the story. How difficult is it to sort of edit as you're going and making sure you've got the right words and the right amount of words to properly tell the story?
That's actually the hardest part. Yeah, that's pretty difficult to keep it simple, but keep enough there to,
yes,
you know, explain what's going on.
Yeah, I would think that would be a tendency as an author. You want to keep writing and realize I have way too much here. I'm overloading the information for the type of reader we're looking at. Let's go back and talk about the illustrations and doing those. How did you go about doing that? And you really let the illustrations tell the story. Don't want to, again, give away too much, but at the end of the book, you've got a surprise for us. There's a payoff when you get to the end of the book, and we're caught off guard with that.
Yeah, I mean, it just flowed real well. Just, I don't know, like it, the illustration, like, it just, I don't know, I just kind of went with it.
And it worked. That intuition that you had really has paid off. And you've got a focus group, I understand, with your daughter. How much did you rely on her and the enjoyment she got, the response you got from her as she was following the story? How important was that?
Oh, it was very important, yeah. Like at first, because I didn't know where I was going to go with it as far as, like, getting it published or anything. It was strictly for her. And so her feedback was, like, really what I fed off of. And then how she went, like, how she felt with how it was done, like, once it was finished, then that's kind of, like, I kind of took her opinion, you know, and used that with the second one even.
Well, let's talk about other books. And by the way, Casey Baker is our guest on the program. That's K-A-C-Y, Casey Baker. Author of the book, The Lonely Dinosaur, that we're talking about on This Week in America today. Casey's website is caseybakerauthor.com. Book is information, of course, available there. You'll find it at Amazon, link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. What other books have you written, and are you working on books now?
Well, I have, like, other stuff. I mean, but this is, like, my main... I have other ideas I want to go with and things like that, but right now, like, this is my main focus, and, it's actually going to be, like, a series of seven. This is, like, a little small, you know, just book series, but, I have the second one written and published already. It's, The Lonely Dinosaur Meets Rex. And I'm working on the third one. And, yeah.
It's an interesting...
Yeah,
the stories that you can tell through the main character in the book, the Lonely Dinosaur. When you started with that first book, did you think this was going to be an ongoing series, that you would have sequels, or did this just sort of evolve as you wrote the book?
Yeah, I mean, it just evolved as I wrote it. And then, like... I kind of thought I could do more, and I kind of wrote a second one, and I was like, wow, you know, like, it'd be kind of cool if I did this and this and this, and then all of a sudden, like, I was like, hey, I could do seven of these, you know, that'd be kind of cool.
And they all have great messages. Talk about where you come up with the ideas for the messages in each book, because it's a very concise and clear message that you're giving the young reader. How do you develop the themes for the Lonely Dinosaur series?
The first one, it was for my daughter, and so I just kind of wanted to, like, give her a message through it, you know?
Yes.
That's where that one came from. And then the second one, I just knew how I wanted it to end, and I actually wrote that book backwards.
That's interesting. Sometimes you talk to authors, and they've got this very strict outline that they follow, so you knew where it was going to end, and you went back and started it, so you got to that conclusion. Interesting working that way, and it obviously works for you.
Yeah, I mean, it worked well for that one.
Well, talk about illustrations. Will you be illustrating the other books in the series as well?
Yes, absolutely.
You know, and that seems like, because you're so talented as an illustrator, you know what you're trying to convey with the words, with the text, so you don't have to explain that to somebody, so they can capture your image of what you want. You can just do it yourself. Does that make it easier for you, because you know exactly what you're attempting to portray in the illustrations?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, exactly. Like, it just feels like there's less stress with all of that, and making things kind of match and blend together and everything, you know.
You mentioned the other books. What other books are available now? We've got the Lonely Dinosaur that's available, and The Lonely Dinosaur Meets Rex is also available. When will we see other books available in the series?
The third one, it should be available by the end of the year. Should be.
Interesting. And information on that, of course, will be updated at Casey's website, which is caseybakerauthor.com. Casey is K-A-C-Y. Books of Casey's available at Amazon. You can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. When you were I'm going to go back to this fascination with dinosaurs. Did you read about dinosaurs when you were a child? Was that where this came from?
Oh, yes, all the time. Yeah, I mean, I collected them. I read them. I mean, I was a kid, and I loved them. I mean, that's all about them.
Well, how much research goes into doing something like this? It sounds like your life has been sort of research in writing the series on dinosaurs. How much background information goes into putting the series together?
Quite a bit does, yeah, actually. I mean, I hadn't really thought about it, but it really does.
You mentioned with the one book that you started with the ending and sort of worked your way backwards. How do you normally do a book? Does it work that way, or is each book a little different?
I would say each one's a little different, because the first one was front to back. The second one was start at the very last page and literally wrote each page backwards until it became, until it came to the front page. But yeah, I mean, it was really weird to do that. And then this one is kind of, the third one's kind of all over the place, right a little here, right a little there, and then kind of make it all meet together in the middle.
How do you go about writing the book? I'm talking about your setting up time to write. Do you do it on an ongoing basis? Again, setting up the time to do that, is it spontaneous? How do you go about writing a book? What's the procedure that you follow?
Kind of try and write a little here and a little there, and then some of it's just if you get stuck somewhere, you just kind of put it down for a little while, and then whenever there's that creative spark that hits you, you just pick it back up and kick off with it.
Yeah, so it sort of just happens when you have the feeling it's time to write, or you see something that that sparks something
right.
Creative in you, you go ahead and you do that. How is this?
Yes.
What has this experience been like for you? It's one thing to tell the story, to illustrate the story for your daughter. The book is now published. It has a very positive impact on families and children all across the country. What has this experience been like for you?
Oh, I mean, it's been great. I mean, it's just been nice to share it.
And I mentioned that the parents, and this is a book too, let's talk about this, because this is a book that, because of the way it's laid out in the illustrations, the child can enjoy it himself. It's great to read to the child and have a discussion as you go, isn't it?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yeah, I agree.
When you were a child, what books did you read? Were there any authors, any children's authors that influenced you?
I mean, there were some, but not, I mean, nothing, in particular or anything that just sticks out. I mean, I read quite a bit when I was a kid.
Yeah, and I guess what I was asking, was there a time when you thought, boy, this is really cool what they're doing? They got the illustrations, they're telling a story.
Oh, yes.
This is something I would like to
do. Absolutely.
Yeah, did you have that spark as you were reading that think someday I could do this as well?
Yes, absolutely, absolutely.
What kind of reaction are you getting? I talk about the reviews and what the people have said who have bought the book and how much they enjoy it. What kind of feedback are you getting from family, friends, people who've picked up the book?
Oh, yeah. Just a lot of love, a lot of support. People saying, that their kid, that's their kid's new favorite book, stuff like that. I mean, just a lot of positive feedback.
Yeah, and what's that like for you as the author when you've got this conception as you go in? This is what I would like to do with the book. And when you find out your mission accomplished, that's been achieved, what's that like when you get favorable feedback on the book?
Oh, it just brings a smile to my face. And, it just feels good.
What makes a good children's book? There are so many out there, and yours is head and shoulders above so many of those because it's point on. It really draws the child in and entertains and informs the child at the same time. What are the elements of a good children's book, do you think?
I think you nailed it right there. I mean, I think everything you just said, I mean, I think that makes a good one.
Well,
you know, I mean, just everything you just said.
When you write a book and you're finished, are you actually finished the first time through that you've written it? Do you go back and do different drafts and try it out on different people and make revisions? How long does it take once you finish the book before you really finish the book?
I mean, there's a lot of that. Like, there might be like moments where you do a page and then you kind of get some feedback around it and then change that page and then go on to the next one. And then, you know, and then you just feel instantly good about that one. And then you go to the next one, you feel good. And then the next one, you're like, I don't know. So then you start getting feedback on that one. But I mean, like all the way through the book, it's like that. And then once that's done, then yes, then the book collectively, you're getting like a feedback on that. And I mean, yeah, I mean, it's a long process. It really is. There's a lot to it. And then there's a lot of scrutiny, you know, you just from yourself you just want it to be the best that it can be, you know?
Well,
so, I mean, it takes some time.
You have achieved that in the Lonely Dinosaur series. Book we're talking about, The Lonely Dinosaur, the other book in the series, The Lonely Dinosaur Meets Rex. Casey Baker is the author, our guest in the program. His website, by the way, caseybakerauthor.com. If you go to the website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on, get all the information on the book. Casey, excellent job on the book. Looking forward to more books in the series. The information will be updated, I'm sure, on Casey's website, caseybakerauthor.com. And again, information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us as well. Casey, congratulations on the success of the series. Best of luck with the future books. And thank you for taking some time to share with us about the book and the program today.
Oh, yeah. Thank you very much. And thank you for letting me be here.
It has been our pleasure. Casey Baker, author of the book, The Lonely Dinosaur. His website, caseybakerauthor.com. Information, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.